Today, I want to help you with a study reading method known as SQ3R. The letters stand for 5 steps in the reading process. Survey, question, read, review, recite. Each of the steps should be done carefully and in the order mentioned. In all study reading, a survey should be the first step. Survey means to look quickly. In study reading, you need to look quickly at titles, words in darker or larger print, words with capital letters, illustrations, and charts. Don't stop to read complete sentences. Just look at the important divisions of material. The second step is question. Try to form questions based on your survey. Use the question words who, what, when, where, why, and how. Now you are ready for the third step, read. You will be reading the titles and important words that you looked at in the survey. But this time you will read the examples and details as well. Sometimes it is useful to take notes while you read. I have had students who preferred to underline important points, and it seemed to be just as useful as note-taking. What you should do, whether you take notes or underline, is to read actively. Think about what you are reading as a series of ideas, not just a sequence of words. The fourth step in this review, remember the questions that you wrote down before you read the material? You should be able to answer them now. You will notice that some of the questions were treated in more detail in the reading. Concentrate on those. Also, review material that you did not consider in your questions. The last step is recite. Try to put the reading into your own words. Summarize it either in writing or orally. SQ3R. Survey, question, read, review, and recite. Today, I want to help you with a study reading method known as SQ3R. The letters stand for 5 steps in the reading process. Survey, question, read, review, recite. Each of the steps should be done carefully and in the order mentioned. In all study reading, a survey should be the first step. Survey means to look quickly. In study reading, you need to look quickly at titles, words in darker or larger print, words with capital letters, illustrations, and charts. Don't stop to read complete sentences. Just look at the important divisions of material. The second step is question. Try to form questions based on your survey. Use the question words who, what, when, where, why, and how. Now you are ready for the third step, read. You will be reading the titles and important words that you looked at in the survey. But this time, you will read the examples and details as well. Sometimes it is useful to take notes while you read. I have had students who preferred to underline important points. And it seemed to be just as useful as note-taking. What you should do, whether you take notes or underline, is to read actively. Think about what you are reading as a series of ideas, not just a sequence of words. The fourth step in this review, remember the questions that you wrote down before you read the material? You should be able to answer them now. You will notice that some of the questions were treated in more detail in the reading. Concentrate on those. Also, review material that you did not consider in your questions. The last step is recite. Try to put the reading into your own words. Summarize it either in writing or orally. SQ3R. Survey, question, read, review, and recite. Today, I want to help you with a study reading method known as SQ3R. The letters stand for 5 steps in the reading process. Survey, question, read, review, recite. Each of the steps should be done carefully and in the order mentioned. In all study reading, a survey should be the first step. Survey means to look quickly. In study reading, you need to look quickly at titles, words in darker or larger print, words with capital letters, illustrations, and charts. Don't stop to read complete sentences. Just look at the important divisions of material. The second step is question. Try to form questions based on your survey. Use the question words who, what, when, where, why, and how. Now you are ready for the third step, read. You will be reading the titles and important words that you looked at in the survey. But this time you will read the examples and details as well. Sometimes it is useful to take notes while you read. I have had students who preferred to underline important points, and it seemed to be just as useful as note-taking. What you should do, whether you take notes or underline, is to read actively. Think about what you are reading as a series of ideas, not just a sequence of words. The fourth step in this review, remember the questions that you wrote down before you read the material? You should be able to answer them now. You will notice that some of the questions were treated in more detail in the reading. Concentrate on those. Also, review material that you did not consider in your questions. The last step is recite. Try to put the reading into your own words. Summarize it either in writing or orally. SQ3R. Survey, question, read, review, and recite.